WildTalkRadio.com.
Theme song!
This is the Firefly Funhouse! And I want to introduce you to some very special friends that I met along the way.
Hey, this is Adam Copeland, a.k.a. the Rated R Superstar.
Hey guys, this is Renee Paquette.
This is Kane from WWE.
This is WWE Superstar Drew McIntyre.
Hello, this is WWE Hall of Famer, the Heartbreak Kid, Shawn Michaels.
Hi, this is Bree. And this is Nikki, and we're the Bella Twins.
This is Christopher Daniels, and what I like to do on my off days is listen to the rap, and now...
And it is awesome.
Satisfaction is guaranteed.
It's time to experience the award-winning The Rack.
Goodness gracious, great balls of fire.
I love kickball.
I'm back, taking souls and digging holes.
I'm gonna break you, bitch, you hear me?
You can love, but you can't touch.
Ruthless aggression.
With your hosts.
They've been lying to you. Heroes don't exist. Y'all become addicted to the illusion of what a hero does for you. Have I mentioned that I was once addicted to eating sponges?
Lindsay Ward.
Look at me, woman.
And you can just call me Taker.
Oh my God, it's Taker. Taker, Taker, Taker. Does Taker hate me? Oh my God, it's Taker.
And she was a wicked, wicked child who spat and swore and chewed tobacco.
I like puppets.
Stickers!
And her producer, Sir Rockin.
My little creatures of the night will now experience the magical art of puppetry.
If you smell...
Ow!
What the game is playing!
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
We're here.
Yowie wowie!
Everyone, welcome to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, brought to you by our friends over at MBG Films. Check them out, youtube.com/MBG1211. And if you're listening to us over on RackRadioShow.com, WildTalkRadio.com, or directly on Twitch, thank you so much for tuning in. We greatly appreciate it. If you're on Twitch and you have a Prime Gaming sub available, we can use it here for free for 30 days. All you have to do is hit the little purple button down at the bottom of the screen and you can subscribe for free. It is that simple. You can also subscribe the regular way, follow the channel, hang out and chat, or listen to the archive. We are happy to have you any way we can get you. I'm your host, Lindsay Ward. Joining me, as always, is the ever-faithful producer slash co-host slash handyman, Sir Rockin.
We're here with live at the Thursday night. We've been broken up with by John Cena, so we're recovering. You can tweet us at WildTalk Radio, at Rack Radio Show, at Lindsay Ward. Come to WildTalkRadio.com, RackRadioShow.com, or Twitch.tv/TV5 to interact with us live tonight as we grieve the breakup. AKA, we talk Monday Night Raw in the second half of the show tonight.
20 years, chat. 20 years of an on and off again relationship with John Cena, and he just dumps us.
We're Nikki Bella now.
We are Nikki Bella now. Actually, technically, didn't she dump him?
I think so. Still works, though.
It still works. So we're going to talk about that, like Rock said, in the back half of the show. But we do have some news to get into. Brought to you by our friends over at MBG Films, youtube.com/MBG1211. And starting off, we have that WWE in partnership with the Fontainebleau Las Vegas, who is the official host of WrestleMania 41 and the newest luxury hotel on the Strip, announced that the Undertaker One Dead Man Show and NXT will take place at the State of Art Blue Live Theater as part of WrestleMania Week. The Undertaker One Dead Man Show will take place on Saturday, April 19th at 10 p.m. Pacific time, and will feature the Phenom in an intimate setting, sharing never-before-heard stories from his Hall of Fame career and taking questions from the WWE Universe in attendance. NXT, which features the brightest young talent in sports entertainment, will take place Tuesday, April 22nd. at 5 p.m. Pacific and air live on the CW. General public on sale will be Friday, March 21st, which is tomorrow. They go on sale at 11 a.m. Eastern. You can go to Ticketmaster.com to get that.
Before we discuss this, I would read the third one on our list.
Yeah, but we're not done with the Fountain Blue. Oh no, because additionally with the NXT and the One Man Dead Show, or One Dead Man Show, there we go, that are going to take place, we have the Roast of WrestleMania featuring Tony Hinchcliffe and friends, and it will take place at the state-of-the-art Blue Live Theater on Sunday, April 20th after WrestleMania at 10 p.m. Pacific as part of the finale of WrestleMania week in terms of the main shows. And Paul Heyman has already been announced for the show. He's going to be there. So yeah, tickets I believe are on sale and they aren't cheap because I have seen people complaining about the ticket prices events.
Well, one, it's Vegas. It's going to be expensive as hell. Two, it's WrestleMania. It's going to be expensive as hell. And three, every WWE show these days is expensive as hell. So let's think about this. The Hall of Fame is at 10 p.m. on the Friday, after SmackDown.
Mm-hmm.
So Saturday, you can then go make your way to that hotel for after WrestleMania for the Undertaker show. So we know at least WrestleMania will be over by 10 p.m. Pacific time, so it'll be over before 1 a.m., which means it's probably over closer to, 9 p.m. Pacific? 8 p.m. Pacific?
I would say 8.
8:30, somewhere in that range. Yeah. So there's that. And then you got the roast. So they're packing it in. They're getting. It's like you cannot not watch WWE that weekend if you're a wrestling fan. And it's also adding a lot of things to the calendar of, hey, you know all those local shows that try to run during our weekend?
I was just about to make this point.
Well, here you are. We got a roast. We've got a comedy show. We got a Hall of Fame. You guys try to fit in other things. People come to, because this is our weekend. This is our Las Vegas. So come show up to our stuff.
They're definitely adding stuff in terms of activities, because I think that was always sort of like the one, like, I don't want to say it was complaint because I don't think that's exactly accurate, but you know, they always had a pretty set schedule. It's usually always in the evenings, which this is still in the evenings, but as you mentioned, they're packing it in the evenings, and it's kind of like they're trying to keep that audience and not have them go elsewhere, which is really difficult to do in terms of Las Vegas, right? Because there's lots of stuff to do in Las Vegas. I would actually also be curious to know, and I forgot to check, if like for the Fountain Blue, if they were selling the ticket packages for the hotel, if it includes the Fountain Blue, if that's where you're staying.
I think
it would be smart.
I think you get a discounted rate as the host hotel of WrestleMania. I think we said 30% cheaper or something. I don't remember exactly. I could be wrong. I could be making it up. But I remember reading that at some point. But I think there's probably something including with it. One would assume.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I remember we read something. We did something about it. And of course, their website is not the easiest to. Like you go to WWE.com and you look to see where the news would be about it, and it doesn't really show you. It's their website needs some. Like, hey, here's a news tab of things.
Organization? You want organization?
I know. Yeah. As an official host, hotel and resort of the Fontainebleau Las Vegas offer WWE fans up to 30% off room rates for new and existing Fontainebleau Rewards members. The best guaranteed rate at the Fontainebleau Las Vegas during WrestleMania 41. So that's what you get out of it.
And I mean, if you're smart, you book up on that end of the strip. It's on the north end of the strip. So you have lots of options to either stay like center strip or on the north end. You don't want to book on the south end because if you want to go to all of this stuff, you're going to have to go up Las Vegas Boulevard. And that is a huge pain in the ass. You can do it. You can take a taxi, but you'll sit in the taxi for 2 hours trying to get up there. You probably walk in the time it would take you to take a taxi. But, like, it's pretty centralized in terms of booking around the hotel.
Yeah.
But, yeah, very, very interesting strategy by WWE to keep the audience, as it were, for WrestleMania.
Yeah.
So moving on, because we're not done. Oh, no. WWE announced Road to Clash in Paris. It will be a European tour with 8 live events, including 3 TV shows. The TV tapings will be SmackDown on Friday, August 22nd from the 3 Elite Arena in Dublin. Raw will be live from the BP Pulse live event in Birmingham, England on Monday, August 25th. And one more SmackDown will be at the LDLC Arena in Lyon, France on Friday, August 29th. The other shows are Tuesday, the 26th from the AO Arena in Manchester, and the 23rd from the M&S Bank Arena in Liverpool, and on the 27th from the First Direct Arena in Leeds, and on the 24th there's just and from the Utilia Arena in Cardiff, Wales, and then Clash in Paris will take place on the 31st from La Défense Arena in obviously Paris.
So, tickets are probably on sale very soon. So what this is about, this thing got people upset. This tour.
Because it's right around SummerSlam, isn't it?
No, SummerSlam is before that. Because remember, SummerSlam's like late July now, early August. It's
oh, okay,
it's beforehand. And this is the end of August, so do the math. But no, a certain fan base is upset that WWE is going to Europe and London and England and all these places when where Forbidden Door 2025 is scheduled for August 24th in London. So that fan base is mad that WWE announced that they're headed to the same area with all these shows.
Why?
Because it's AEW. They're trying to take money away from AEW. So WWE's booking all these shows in the same general area.
I mean, they're going to be in Newcastle on the 24th, and AEW's going to be what, London?
Yeah.
I don't think those are relatively close, so what's the problem?
They're upset. They're in the general area of where AEW's running a show. So they're stopping AEW from getting other buildings to run other TV shows or something during that week.
I mean, didn't they want, like, competition? Isn't this what they were asking for?
Yes.
Was competition?
Yes. And now they're getting competition and they're mad about it. Yep.
This is just... You know, me, this is what you asked for. Here you go.
You asked for it, so you're getting it now. And WWE's seeing success with their European tour right now. So they're going back out.
WWE understands that there is money to be made in Europe because in terms of the American promotions, they don't go over there a lot. They don't tour there very often. And so they're like, yeah, okay, let's do this. Why not?
And this is also another sign that WWE's live events in the North America right now are not a popular thing or not happening at all, because so far the only live events that are not TV are happening outside of North America. Slight because change in philosophy.
Because these are selling tickets.
I mean, to be fair, all the shows in the U.S. have been selling tickets lately. I think they can make a lot. They're not selling tickets. It's, you can probably get more money overseas.
Oh yeah, for sure. 100% you can get more money overseas. Because again, it's in terms of the American promotions, they wouldn't go over a lot. It would be like maybe once or twice a year, and if they were going over, like TV would typically be in London, and then, or possibly like either Ireland or Scotland, but it would always be in the British Isles, and then they would do house shows around Europe. Now they're looking at bringing TV all over Europe. They're looking at bringing PLEs all over Europe. There's the potential for a major event going over to Europe. So now they're expanding that, and they're taking it outside of the British Isles. They're taking it into mainland Europe, where they see the demand. That's what this is. They see the demand. They see the fact that there's money to be made, and they can take these events over there. And moreover, the cities are happy to have them. Like, the cities are like, yeah, bring it over. Bring it here. Let's do this. And so why shouldn't they expand over there? I think it's a great idea. Especially, indeed, you know, since you're, you know, maybe it's not as popular here.
Also tells you to step up here in the United States if you want more shows, because crowds over there are fantastic. They're loud. We'll talk about that here in a few minutes.
I want to go to a European show. I mean, okay, to be fair on that, when I went to the show in Atlanta, that was the loudest the Atlanta crowd and the most involved the Atlanta crowd has been in a long time. So I think it's there. You just got to bring it out of people. And you have a lot that it's like the popular thing, which was started by the Europeans, is to sing to the wrestlers as they're coming into the arena. That's a thing. You sing people's themes. You chant for them. You yeet. Like, there's an interactive quality to it that there wasn't necessarily before, because a lot of wrestlers weren't doing that. Like, if you think about it, like, only one or two, like, in terms of John Cena, was doing the "you can't see me." But a lot of other people, they weren't necessarily doing that interactive element to the character, right? There was always that sort of, like, fourth wall there. And now that fourth wall is very rapidly disappearing, and we're getting that interactive quality again, where the wrestlers acknowledge the audience, and they want the audience to participate and be a part of it, and have the experience of being a part of it. And also, to the curtains being pulled back by management, where there's a transparency in WWE that didn't exist before. Mm-hmm. Like, it's not, oh, there's, you know, Mr. McMahon, the evil boss, and, you know, but there's still, like, the real person, and there's the character. It's like, no, it's, there's Hunter that we are presented, which is, I'm sure it's still a character to an extent. And then there's Nick Khan that's running it, but they're all very transparent about everything. And they're like, yeah, this is what we do. Here it is. Enjoy. There's an acknowledgement that the audience is intelligent enough to understand what's going on. They aren't trying to necessarily pull the wool over people's eyes. There's an acknowledgement that it's entertainment, that it's not necessarily real, but there's still that theater quality to it, where they're like, we're still going to put on a really entertaining show, and you're going to have fun.
Yeah.
And I appreciate that. And nobody has to take nails to the back to do it. Just saying. Anyway, moving on. Lillian Garcia revealed that SmackDown was her last one as a full-time announcer for WWE. That was quick. She will still be doing Saturday Night's Main Event and other special events for the company, but as of last Friday, she's done.
Yeah, we didn't think it was going to be a long run. Mm-mm. She was just coming in and just sort of filling the spot for Samantha Irvin, who left. So she'll be doing some stuff, but for now, she's going to go from there. So we'll see what happens. So she's going to be singing for shows and whatever. So be fine.
There's no word on a replacement, or is it? Is it Alicia Taylor?
Well, she was doing one show, and then is Mike Rome back up doing? I don't know. We'll find out who's doing SmackDown tomorrow.
We'll find out. I mean, I'm going to be honest. I would be okay with Mike Rome. I'd be fine with that.
He's also doing NXT, so who knows? We'll find out.
He could do both. His hair is tall enough.
Oh, I know.
He could do both. That's fine.
Yeah.
But we'll find out tomorrow. But good luck to Lillian. Thank you for your service. We appreciate you. Pete Dunne is going to Bloodsport. 8.
Yep. Just like Natty. That's 13.
Or excuse me, 13. Thank you.
That's this WrestleMania week. So that Thursday, just like Natalya, who will be a part of Bloodsport. Peter Dunne is also going to take part. That's cool.
Once again, more WWE affiliated events to keep the audience.
Indeed.
You know, like they do. Okay, and last but not least, Seth freaking Rollins is set to co-host 3 days of the NFL Network's Good Morning Football next week. I expect the fits to be fitting.
And the Bears to be very high of takes.
Yes.
Yeah, that's cool. Although, gets to do something different and gets to talk football. And yeah. So that means he's not on some of the live events in Europe. He's back home in the States after tomorrow, I guess. Or Monday? Probably Monday.
Probably come back, yeah. He'll work over the weekend. And
speaking of that, good on Chelsea Green. Wherever SmackDown was this past week, I don't remember. It's somewhere far in Europe. Brussels? No, that's where they were. Is it Brussels? They're in Belgium for Raw. They might have been Brussels for SmackDown. She went from there to Vegas to Florida.
Jesus.
Because she did SmackDown that Friday. She was in Vegas by Sunday for the NASCAR thing, and then Tuesday for NXT. And I would assume she's flying back over for SmackDown, maybe?
Probably.
That's a lot of flying. That's MVP levels of flying. Just congrats.
She's owning the crap out of being the U.S. champion.
Indeed.
And they're letting her work it. They're letting her own it. And then on top of it, they're taking full advantage of what she's doing. They're Indeed. Utilizing her in the best way possible.
Yep.
So good for her. But I think that does it for the news. What do you think?
It does.
All right. So when we come back, we are going to be talking all about Monday Night Raw. We're doing our Raw post show. We're going to give you our thoughts on what happened Monday night. So you're listening to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, and we'll be right back. Well, I got a candle.
Are you following us on twitch.tv/WTR live? Do you have Amazon Prime? If so, you can link it to your Twitch account and subscribe to our Twitch channel for free with Twitch Prime. It's the easiest way to help support us for free.
This just into the CB Radio news desk. Sources have confirmed that CB Radio will be live Saturday nights at 11:30 p.m. Eastern.
Wasn't this confirmed last year?
Yes.
Then how is this breaking news?
No one said it was breaking news. We here at the CB Radio news desk are just confirming what has already been confirmed.
To confirm, you are just confirming that CB Radio is live Saturday nights at 11:30 p.m. Eastern.
Confirmed. We would like to remind you. Always trust the source that confirms that CB Radio is live Saturday nights at 11:30 p.m. Eastern.
Confirmed.
Confirmed.
Like what you hear? Subscribe to The Rack on Apple Podcasts. Just search for The Rack Radio Show. And while you're there, leave us a review and tell us your thoughts on your favorite show on a Thursday night.
Every Sunday night, the evolution continues with Wrestle Talk Radio, giving you all the latest happenings in sports entertainment. With the intern, the producer, the original Tim Stein, and sometimes, a K-Sheath. It's WTR Sunday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Mountain, only on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Did you know that you can use support a creator code ROCKSOCK in the Fortnite item shop? That's ROCKNSOCK in the Fortnite item shop. Hashtag ad because we are a hashtag epic partner.
This is WWE superstar Drew McIntyre, and you are listening to The Rack Radio Show on Wild Talk Radio.
So, you think you're untouchable?
Word life, this is basic thugonomics. This is basic thugonomics.
Word life.
I'm untouchable, but I'm forcing you to feel me.
Word life.
This is basic thugonomics.
Word life. Welcome back to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, brought to you by our friends over at MBG Films. Check them out at YouTube.com/MBG1211. And if you're listening to us over on RackRadioShow.com, WildTalkRadio.com, or directly on Twitch, thank you so much for tuning in. We greatly appreciate it. If you're on Twitch and you happen to have a Prime Gaming sub available, we can use it here for free for 30 days. I can't talk tonight. Go ahead and hit the little purple button down the bottom of the screen and you can subscribe for free. It is that simple. You can also subscribe the regular way, follow the channel, hang out in chat, or listen to the archive. We are happy to have you any way we can get you. And with that, we are back to air our grievances and talk about Monday night. This is a John Cena breakup support group, y'all. We are here. We're going to hug. We're going to hold hands. We're going to share some stories. And we are going to talk all about John Cena and his problems and everything else that happened on Raw, but mainly John Cena.
There was no new music. There was no new look. No new look. It was the old, same old, same old John Cena. John Cena came to the ring. He didn't hold up the towel. He just had the towel in his hand and he walked. So he kind of didn't run. He walked the ring, laid it on the mat. And then the fans just let him have it. Let's go, Cena. Cena sucks. Let's go, Cena. Cena sucks. And they did it, I would say, for a good 2+ minutes of just that. And we got sold out. He started to leave. He put the mic down. They all started chanting, "You sold out." He teased leaving again. They did more, "You let's go, Cena. Cena sucks." He said, "When someone is properly grounded in life, they shouldn't have to look outside themselves for approval." Fans continue to boo. Shanahan, you see, you're making this so easy for me. You see, for 25 years, he's adding time to this, I've been the victim. I've been the victim of an abusive relationship. So they boo louder. He goes, no. You've lost your time to talk. All you do is be hurtful. All you are is abusive. All you've ever done is expect me to be your puppet and to do it with a damn smile on my face. And then the fans chant, fuck you, Cena, repeatedly.
And they try. God bless them. They try to censor it, and they just couldn't catch it.
He mockingly thanked everyone, and he said, I'm not a babyface. I am not a heel. I'm a human being, and each and every one of you have been awful to me. You've been awful. And it's been the same damn noise for 25 years. When I first got here to WWE, you let me know really loud that you hated me. Moments of embarrassment, of shame just like this. You let me know what I wasn't worthy of your attention. So what did I do? I went and changed myself, and it worked for a second. But it wasn't enough. So what did I do? I worked hard like I always do, and I started to win. And oh, I won a lot, and you hated it. It wasn't enough. So what did I do? I spent the next 10 years of my life trying to give everything away I possibly could. And it still wasn't enough. The fans then started going, shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up.
This is the perfect crowd for this.
And in my final moments, what's the only thing I can do right? I can walk away. What a great example. They go from cheering, chanting, shut the fuck up, to cheering when I say I'm going to walk away. So I announced my retirement move that has never been done before. I'm actually walking away at the end of this year. I tried one last time to get along with you guys. I tried one last time to do something nice for you, and you ruined it. Like, you ruined everything. Just like here tonight. For 2 seconds, it was great, and then it's never enough. And they go, nah. Hey. Goodbye. Each one of these idiots is proving my point with every single breath. He said that whatever he does is enough. You fans just take and only care about themselves. I put my values on the line to make a very important choice in my life, and all you fans could do is think of what do you get? And you know what you guys never did? Ask me how I felt. You fans get what you've earned, and what you've earned is nothing. You don't get a new look because they dress like him. He doesn't dress like the fans. He said they don't get new music because it's his voice. You get to hear me. It's, you know, your time is up. My time is now. He said the only thing the fans get is a long look in the mirror for how awful they've been to him for the last 25 years. They start chanting for Cody, the shiny new toy. You fans are awful people. No one can hide. I could see you. You're all dressed in my shirts. He also, there are people who support him. The Let's Go Cena people, and I'm going to tell you why they've been abusive as well. He said the Cena sucks jagoffs have been proving themselves to be awful people. He asked about the Let's Go Cena fans and what they've ever done for him. They just steal from him. He steals his personal moments and his time. He said they've made him a butt of an invisible joke for the last 15 years, and they think it's funny when it's pathetic. No, John. The you can't see me joke? It's funny every time. Every single time someone does a you can't see me joke or you can't see John Cena thing, I laugh because it's funny. Every time.
It's pop culture. It's transcended pop culture, for the love of God.
Cena said the fans don't wear his clothes for support. They wear it because it makes them feel good. He said he lives the words hustle, loyalty, and respect. He said the fans don't support him. They just use him as an excuse for their pathetic failure of a life. All the fans have done is sit on their ass and watch him be great. Cena said it's been a toxic, dysfunctional relationship. I'm breaking up with you. He said that whether fans like him or don't, he's done with them. He doesn't care about the fans. He said they know he's right, and they also know that they are wrong. Then there was this moment. there was a moment as he's doing this whole entire thing, right? He's doing this whole spiel. And I'm just going to just play. This one's linked, so this will work.
What have you ever done to support me, huh?
I love you!
And you. Everybody, including that one kid right there, is a toxic, dysfunctional relationship. What have you ever done?
They pan to that kid, and you see it on this picture on the screen. I never saw the part because this new clip they put out of the "I love you" part where kid screams it at him, and then you just go. They pan to this kid, and you just see the look on his face, and it's so sad. You feel bad for this kid.
It takes a lot at this point to kick me in my cynical wrestling fan feels. This kicked me right in the feels. It's like, oh, that poor child. Because he's standing there and he's decked out in like all the new merch. And it's like, oh, you poor kid. Oh, God. And of course, the dad's like standing behind him smiling, right? Because obviously it's his dad right behind him. But like, you just like, oh, hopefully like he's okay. He's old enough, I'm sure, to understand, but still, like...
There was this picture that also went viral of a kid flipping off John Cena.
That was amazing. It was absolutely amazing.
It wasn't. This kid wasn't a plant. That was real.
That was real.
There's a lot of plants they do. That wasn't one of them. Out came Cody Rhodes. He paid no attention as Cody came to the ring. I think everyone was willing to hear you out, even myself, Cody said. If I understood correctly from what you just said, that they've given you their worst. Cody said they've also given you their best for 25 years. He said they did that because Cena could carry it. Cena goes, listen, kid. Cody's like, enough. I'm certainly not a kid anymore. It's WWE champion. Cody asks, who the hell Cena is? He says, where's the guy on the t-shirt? He was excited to face this week, go face-to-face, week-to-face, week-to-week with Cena. But then he got this instead. He said he took his best shot and wasn't good enough, and he'll retire him early. Cody said to Cena to go find the other version of himself because he wants to face him at WrestleMania, not this whiny bitch.
Oh!
And the fans sing Cody out before his music actually played.
And he mic-dropped it too, which is just... Mm-hmm.
Cena took it all in, dropped the mic, he left. That was really good. We didn't get a lot of answers, and that was some of the biggest complaints. Didn't get any answers about the Rock relationship, why he did what he did. But we got sort of the why, but not the full why. And I know people were upset we didn't get the full answer. Guess what? You got weeks. He'll talk.
I was going to say, we got time to get all the answers we could ever want out of that man. I think we're good.
This was an all-time great WWE Raw segment. The crowd made it an all-time great segment. If he did this, cut this regular promo, and the crowd was just so-so, not reacting like some crowds do as we talk about. The fact that this crowd was loud, they booed him the second his music started till the very end.
Oh, yeah.
Variety of chants, they were engaged into it and everything. They elevated the segment, and Cena's emotion and passion, top-notch.
You can tell Cena's been taking acting classes because he absolutely sold the shit out of this. Mm-hmm. Like, this was... And the amazing part of this is I haven't seen a crowd eating out of a wrestler's hand like this. Like, we've seen it, but like this in a really, really, really long time. Like, this was something supremely special. And I have to give full props and full credit to Cena for the fact that he went out there and he sold the fuck out of it. And he was stone-faced the whole time, right? Like, he just stayed, he held the character the whole damn time. And I jokingly told Rock this. I said, when I was watching it, there's moments that you're sitting there and you're like, I don't know about this. But then you let it soak in and you're like, yeah. Yeah, because he's delusional. He's just delusional. That's how you justify it, is just, you know, after 20 years, John Cena has just gone to Lulu, right? Because he's like, I'm in an abusive relationship. Like, what have you ever done for me? And what absolutely made this for me was Michael Cole coming in after this was over and basically saying, John Cena is delulu as fuck.
Called him a massive
How
prick.
Dare you?
Called him a massive prick on live television.
It was fantastic. Like, the fact that, like, Cole acknowledged that he's like, what did these people do for you? They put you in movies. They made you rich. They did this. They did that, right? Like, that's what these people did for you. For 20 years, that's what they did for you. You monumental prick. Like, it was just, like, that right there. That acknowledgement from Michael Cole that, like, even Michael Cole's like, this motherfucker betrayed me too, okay? Like, I'm not all right.
I rode up and down the roads with this guy. I've been calling him the greatest of all time on television for years. And he's a prick now.
And he betrayed me? Like, this was everything I wanted this to be. Because I feel like if Cena had come out and given us all the answers up front, it would have been like, yeah, all right, okay. Because we all know what the answer is going to be. Why he went with The Rock. He wants the title. He wants the legacy. He wants that for himself. That's the narrative he's been pushing, is he's taking things for himself. He's not doing it for the fans. He's not doing it for his family. He's not doing it for anybody but himself. He wants this for him. He wants his name to be remembered. He wants to take that legacy away from Flair. They probably won't go that far with it, but he wants that for himself, for some reason, whatever it is. Because
he's John fucking Cena.
Because he's John fucking Cena, right? Like, he feels he's owed that. And I think what would put it over is, I'm owed this. I shouldn't really have to work for it. So I'm going to put myself in the Royal Rumble. I'm going to put myself in the Elimination Chamber. I'm going to put the fix in, more or less, that I'm going, that no matter what Cody Rhodes does, right? No matter how hard Cody Rhodes fights me, he's not going to win, because I have the ace up my sleeve in the final boss. That The Rock's going to come through for me, and The Rock is going to more or less hand me my title that I feel I'm owed. They're going to hand me that 17, and it's not going to matter at all to the fans. It's not going to be the monumental moment that we all want it to be, where John Cena takes Ric Flair's record, right? Where his good guy John Cena gets that 17th win, etches his name in history, you know, da-da-da-da-da-da-da, right? No. He's taking that satisfaction away from the fans and away from everybody, and he's making it about himself, and he's the only one that's going to enjoy it. He's the only one that's going to be satisfied with it, because it's, I did this for me. It's so good.
I can't wait for Monday.
I can't wait to see what happens with this. Like, this is so good. It's so, so good. And I know people were complaining online. I know people didn't necessarily like it. Like, some people were like, oh, he came out and he blamed the fans. Oh, you know, we didn't get answers. You know, I saw one person say, you know, well, you know, if a certain other company had, you know, somebody do a major heel turn and then be gone for 2 weeks and then, you know, go in front of a European crowd where their show aired at 3, that they would catch shit.
Uh-huh.
The difference is that everybody was still talking about this after it happened. I have not stopped seeing that kid's face for like 4 days. That kid's face went viral. It's all over wrestling Twitter, because he called that kid out, and that poor child had to stand there with that look on his face. And it's like, he's forever immortalized like that, because John Cena called him a piece of shit live in front of the world.
He did.
Holy shit, man. But like, just, and this was long. This was like, what?
30 minutes.
20 minutes? 30 minutes?
Everything, promos and entrances and that, yeah, about 30 minutes.
But it's the way that they let the moment breathe. It's the way that you had Cena go out there and they let the crowd have their say. That he just stood there and let them boo him and let them yell at him and let them jeer and let them call him all kinds of names, right? And then he goes to leave and they stop him because they're not done. And so he comes back and they keep doing it. And just the interactive quality that was, because again, going back to interaction, that was the crowd and John Cena, that for that night, Brussels?
Yeah.
Yeah, Brussels.
Belgium, right?
Belgium? Yeah, Brussels is in Belgium.
Yeah, then that's where it was, I think. I think.
Look it up.
Belgium. It was Brussels, Belgium, yeah.
Okay, great chocolate there, by the way. But for that night, Brussels was the WWE Universe, and they were our voice, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they made sure that everybody's dissatisfaction with this was heard. So good. Like, that made it. That helped to make it, was just the crowd and how loud they were. And, like, them singing, na na na, hey, hey, goodbye. And, like, just all the chants and everything else. Just, it was so perfect. And I hate to do this, but it took me back to the day right? To a specific era that I'm not going to name, but in a good way, you know, for just a split second with the crowd and the way that it was and just everything. There was that moment where you're like, oh yeah, there's that good copium. There it is right there. This is awesome. Like, I can't wait to see how they tell this story and how they do this. This is going to be fantastic. And then the whole thing with them being like, no new music, no new outfit. It's same Cena, different attitude, because you know what? You don't deserve that from me. I'm not going to give it to you. Bravo.
So this was through, he was gone for what, 3 weeks after the turn? This was the third week?
I think so, yeah.
Okay. So let's go back, all the way back in the way back machine, shall we?
Okay.
To the greatest heel turn of all time, brother.
Uh-huh.
Did you know, to follow up the greatest heel turn in professional wrestling history, Brother Man wasn't even on the show the next night?
He wasn't? When did he show up?
The second week, at the very tail end of a show that, by all accounts, wasn't that great. Took Hogan 2 weeks to show up. And that was in a Disney's MGM outside of Disney MGM Studios, where they were doing the show. Took him 2 weeks to show up. People mad that it took Cena 3, the biggest heel turn. Which side is he on? They had a very not so great follow up 2 weeks later. So just let that sink in. How great this follow up was. Think about history. The Which Side Is You On was a great moment, but it wasn't followed up right away, and it wasn't followed up that great by Hogan himself.
Mm-mm.
Just saying. NWO, all Nash were there. Hogan went back to, guess what, probably filming a movie, just like Cena did.
The parallels, y'all. The parallels.
Anyway.
I mean, I will say this to the people that are like, well, you didn't even have him show up right after. Why should he? Why should he explain himself? Because in line with what he said, because we feel we're owed that.
And we're owed nothing.
Yes, we're owed nothing. That's his whole MO at this point. He owes us nothing. He's given us everything he's going to give. And anything else we get is entirely up to him. So in terms of like us getting an explanation either from him or The Rock, He walked out the night of Rumble, did the mic drop, and left. He said Chamber. Everything he needed. Huh?
Chamber.
Or I'm sorry, Chamber. Chamber. Excuse me, Chamber. Where he walked out, he did the mic drop, he left. He said everything he wanted to say in the ring. In terms of any other explanation, and the fact that they let it, as Matt said, they let it breathe. They let the anticipation build of, when is John Cena going to show up? When is he going to explain himself? Like, they let that build. They let that grow. Like, when are we going to get those answers? And then it's, again, leaving you a little bit dissatisfied with it because it's leaving you dissatisfied in a good way because it's, well, shit, I didn't get the answers I wanted. So when do I get the answers I wanted? Now, if this continues and we're like a month into this, which we won't be a month into this because that'll be Mania. But like if we still don't have those answers after a specific amount of time, yeah, then it gets annoying and it gets old. But like for right now, they're in that really sweet spot where it's like people are very invested in this. They want to know what's going on. And so they're going to let this sort of like play out a little bit where you're going to get the information slower because they're telling a story, y'all. Long-term storytelling. It's going to be a thing. But yeah, like I just everybody just get your snacks, get your drinks, sit down and just watch the show. Okay, just watch the show and let's visit this in like 3 months. We'll see where we're at. Okay,
other things happen on this show too.
Mm-hmm.
Dakota Kai beat Ivy Nile. Saw a little match.
Very solid little match. Very enjoyable.
Jey Uso kicked the head off of Austin Theory and beat him really quick.
I'm not gonna lie. I blinked and literally missed this. I had to watch it back.
then Jey almost hurt himself.
Oh, God, Jey. Honey.
That flip could have gone really bad.
What made it worse was they were comparing it to the AJ Francis.
Yeah, because it was.
Because it was exactly the same. It was almost exactly the same. It was a little scary, actually.
Jey got in the ring, got put in the sleeper. He broke free. He sent Gunther packing a little bit. Slow build continues.
They cooled it off a little bit, and now we're heating it back.
Gunther had a hell of a match with Axiom last Friday on SmackDown.
He did.
Rey Mysterio and Dragon Lee beat the Creed brothers. The American Maid guy came out and attacked Rey and Dragon Lee after the match. Whoever it is, you never know.
We all know. like we all know. Who was it? Was it you or Brent, or was it somebody else that made the comment about the mask and the words on the mask?
I said that this is American made.
Okay.
Yeah. It's on www.shop.com.
My God. Marketing. But yeah, this is going solidly to plan, because I think Rey and Dragon Lee know who it is, because, well, they came for Chad Gable's soul later.
They did. AJ Styles was interviewed by Kathy Kelly. I want to talk about Logan Paul. Karrion Kross interrupted. He said he couldn't find respect for a kid who walked into the business and accomplished what Styles did in record time. Styles said he saw what Kross was trying to do and wasn't going to work. But Kross was like, I think it's working. So I made a point on Twitter about everything Karrion Kross does. Notice his hair when he talks by the people he talks to. He had it in a little bit of bun when talking to Sammy. It's very straight when talking to AJ. He changes his hairstyle for the people he's trying to influence.
It's subtle, but very good.
Subtle little things. Seth Rollins was mad as hell. He wanted to talk about Roman Reigns. He said he's not mad that Roman came for revenge last week because he would have done the same thing. He said after all these years and a wise man is here, Reigns still can't come up with a plan. Rollins called Punk the luckiest loser on the face of the planet. Rollins said that if he just had a few more seconds, he would have done what he promised by stomping him, ending his WrestleMania dream, and putting Punk's career on ice. Rollins said it's like the good old days that he's left to clean up Roman Reigns' mess, and he would put the OTC in his place along the way. He said both Roman and Punk will be on SmackDown this Friday. I'm going to be there too. And then he listened to the fans singing him home. Just a teaser for SmackDown.
Just a small little teaser. Just a little bit.
It was time for the contract signing for the WWE Women's World Championship match at WrestleMania. Bianca and Io are in the ring. She's like, Io's like, no one's going to disrespect me because I am the Women's World Champion and it will still hold the title after WrestleMania. Fans chant, you deserve it. Bianca says, we would find out who she is at WrestleMania. She said she'll be the new Women's World Champion. Fans booed that a little bit. She signed the contract and is now official. Out came Rhea Ripley. Referees try to stop her. She said, Io stopped me last weekend. She's going to do something about unlike Bianca. Rhea asked Bianca what she was doing. Bianca said she's signing her contract for WrestleMania. Rhea said Bianca had no business being out there during her match with Io. Ripley and Bianca, they started to argue. Io tried to get involved. Bianca pie-faced her again. Rhea then headbutted Bianca, who fell on the table. Rhea then powerbombed Io onto Bianca on the table. The table didn't break. She picked up the contract, signed her name, and walked away with the said contract. Then she was, playing to the crowd with it, or playing to it with Adam Pearce backstage as well. And she's demanded to be in the title match. Bianca showed up and attacked Rhea. Io showed up, and they all started fighting. Rhea then left them both laying. So Bianca put her name on a contract. What does it mean?
What sold this was Adam Pearce. He was so good in this segment.
So when Rhea's music hit, he got the thing done, and her music, he goes, God damn it.
He's like, I was this close. I was so close. I almost got out of here without an incident. Shit! And then she just walks out and she's like, mine. And she took the contract. She left with the contract. And Adam Pearce was chasing her.
It was great
stuff. After she almost, or tried to put Io and Bianca through a table.
Sometimes tables don't break. That's all.
That's the metal one, right? I don't think that one breaks.
No, it was a regular table.
Oh, was it? Okay. I don't remember what the table looked like. I just remember she left Io and Bianca laying on it, and she left with the contract, teasing that she was going to sign it. And Adam Pearce was like, please don't mess up my contract. It's fine.
It was a regular table with a cloth on it, because I don't think they bring the other type of tables overseas.
I don't think they do either. But they probably hadn't gimmicked it.
Probably not.
Break.
So,
because I think they bring like all the, when they're going to do that stuff, I think they bring that all over with them. I don't think they get it there because I think it's standards and stuff.
Probably. We had Penta, Ludwig Kaiser, no holds barred to kick off Monday Night Raw in ring action. Penta got the win. Good match.
Fun.
Really good match.
This is so much fun.
And then Penta declared he's going after the Intercontinental Championship, which led us backstage. Finn was talking with Liv and Raquel. They're still being, yeah, we're all good. Dom shows up. Thank Baylor. Thank Dom for getting him in the title match. And he wants to add another person to group, and he said he's the perfect person. Baylor's like, who? Penta, Dominic said. Finn's like, you want to add him? The guy who wants to go after my Intercontinental Championship? He called him a snake. And then Carlito goes to Dom, you don't watch the show, do you? Guess not. brings us to the main event. It is for the Intercontinental Championship, Finn Balor and Braun Breaker. Really good match. You had interference from Carlito and Dominic, but Dominic accidentally cost Balor the match by crouching him on top rope. Frankensteiner spear. Braun Breaker retains. Dom and Carlito attack Breaker at the match. After the match, Dom looked at the belt for a moment. Penta came out and made the save. And we had a face-off between Penta and Braun Breaker to end Monday Night Raw. I was not expecting Penta to be the one who possibly did challenge Braun Breaker at WrestleMania, but I'm here for it, if that's what gets made.
I mean, I can think of worse things for Penta to do. I'm down. I'm in.
We have many different challengers, it seems, but I think Penta maybe that's the top of the list. We'll see. But
I mean, the fact that they're going ahead and they're getting him in the title picture, like, I think that's pretty badass.
It is. But that was a really good show.
This was a fantastic show. The crowd absolutely made this. Like, they were into it all night. They were loud. They were cheering. They were singing. They were chanting. They were doing all the things. Like, European crowds. Man, we gotta step it up. Like, the European crowds just are doing so good. And we're not. So, but yeah. Fantastic show. I can't wait. I can't wait to see Monday. I really can't. This is gonna be good. Because I think Cena's there Monday.
Cena and Cody in the same building again this Monday on Raw.
We're so pushing for Mania, baby.
Cena's here this week, or this week coming, and the week after. He's announced for those two. Well, I don't know what his events are in the States. I don't know if he's been announced for anything yet, but we'll have to see. I think he'll probably be on a couple shows.
Probably.
But, or at least one more here in the States before WrestleMania, I would assume. Probably right before. Probably the go-home. I don't think he's announced for any other shows just yet, but that's fine. He doesn't need to be. He doesn't need to be ever. You don't waste every single day just yet.
No. Space it out. Spread it out. It'll be fine.
Well, that's Raw. That's our show.
That's Raw. That's our show. So you got stuff to plug, so plug away.
Saturday night, 11:30 p.m. It's another edition of CB Radio. Know your action movies. That's all I can give the hint for. Know your action movies. 80s and 90s, more specific. This Saturday, CB Radio, live. Sunday, it's WTR Sunday Russell Talk Radio, 10 p.m. Eastern. Brent's already put in the thing that he wants to talk about what happened last night on Dynamite with the thing and the back and the. Talk about that and more. Sunday, 10 p.m. Eastern. No post show on Monday because we'll be doing it here live next Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern. We'll react to Monday Night Raw one more time next Thursday, 10 p.m. Eastern. It's at Wild Talk Radio. It's Facebook.com. It's Wild Talk Radio Network. Check out our review of WWE 2K25 now available. Check out our review of 2K of Two Point Museum now available. RackRadioShow.com. Wherever you get the podcast, just search Rack Radio Show. Chat if you have Amazon Prime. Link it to your Twitch account. It's called Prime Gaming Super Channel. By clicking the purple rectangular button below the screen, you can use credit card Rocket Talk or
Lynn's M. Ward.
In the Fortnite item shop or Epic Game Store when you buy Nikes, Adidas, Clicks, and all different Lara Croft and all the things because
we are hashtag Epic Partners. You can follow me on most of the social medias at Lynn's Ward, L-E-N-S-W-D. You can check me out on Twitch, twitch.tv/Lynn's Ward. You can follow me on YouTube, youtube.com/@SimmaLynn's Ward. And you can follow me on TikTok, Lynn's Ward Zero. And while you're liking and subscribing and following and doing all the things on the internet, you can head over to Matt's channel, mbgfilms, youtube.com/mbg1211, and give him a like and a follow and a subscribe. And hey, congratulate him and his wife on their brand new baby. Go, Matt! We're proud of you, and Mrs. Matt, we're also proud of you. Congratulations on your new baby. Very happy for you. So for Rock, I'm Lindsay Ward. You've been listening to Rock right here on WildTalkRadio.com, and we will see you next week. Bye. Time is up, my time is now. You can't see me, my time is now. It's the franchise where I'm shining now. You can't see me, my time is now. WildTalkRadio.com.